Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
All right, episode 48. We're coming up on a year, getting closer and closer. What are we going to do to celebrate?
I don't know. We're going to have to come up with something.
I don't know.
If you guys have any ideas what we can do to celebrate 1 year, let us know.
All right, let's go. Let's kick it off. We got Mission Barbecue and Little Caesars both hiring right now in anticipation of them opening very, very soon. We've been waiting a long, long time for Mission Barbecue. I guess we've been waiting a long time for Little Caesars, too. but
they're here. They're gone. They're back. They're gone. But Mission Barbecue has been in touch with us, and we're going to be interviewing them in the near future, or talking to them just about their opening and stuff like that. But yeah, they're definitely hiring, so get in touch with them. Moving right along. It's a feel-good post, huh?
Yeah. Why don't you do this one? It's for CJ's Diner.
Yeah. Somebody had a great experience over at C&J's, I guess it is, Pearl Road, across from the little drive-in. Holly and her husband, Bill, went to the diner for lunch last week. Service was great and the food was great. When you go to most places, the coffee is usually bitter, and she said it was amazing. It was so good. She had a couple cups right away. But just thinking about the overall experience, loves a good diner place, great food and great service. So shout out to C&J's, 2341 Pearl Road.
Yeah, 209 reactions and 71 comments. I don't remember seeing a negative one. All positive about the food, the gyros in particular, a couple people said. So I think I'll be checking that place out.
Yeah, might have to check that out. Brunswick City Schools was in the news this week, too. They have earned a Distinguished Purple Star School Designation Award from the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce. So this is a recognition of what the high school does in supporting military-affiliated students and families by providing exceptional services and programs, it says, and addressing their unique academic and wellness needs. So congratulations to the high school for the Purple Star Award supporting military families. Good job.
Very nice. Very nice. Hey, did you see Rainforest Car Wash is closing?
Stop it.
Yeah, and reopening as Whistle Express Car Wash. A giant chain of 120 car washes purchased Rainforest Car Wash, all five of their locations, and will reopen later this year as Whistle Express.
Whistle Express,
yeah.
Huh? Didn't they just redo the front of it?
Slightly, yeah. But it says there's going to be upgraded wash technology and new signage, and we'll host a grand opening event. You know, with a giant chain, I'm afraid we might lose some of those, the Halloween thing that they did and some of the other cool stuff. But we'll reach out to them and see what special things they have for Brunswick in particular. It's a Charlotte-based company, so
they've always been extremely supportive of the community, so let's hope that continues with the new name change and the new owners. So yeah. We'll see. All right, moving right along, what else we got?
We got Madonna County Auditor Anthony Capretta posted in the group that with storm season upon us, remember, if you have structural property damage or if you raise a building on your property, you may be eligible for a valuation deduction on your taxes. So cheaper taxes if you unfortunately have a fire or other disaster or flooding or you have to tear down a property. You can just call the auditor's office and get some paperwork filled out to have your taxes reduced. Keep that in mind.
Well, that's good information there.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen to anybody, but it was nice for you to join us in the group and let us know that.
True, yeah. So speaking of hiring, here's some more. Brunswick Rec Center is hiring for summer camp 2024. So you can go to their Facebook page, and there's actually a QR code that you can just scan it right there. Looking to add candidates who have experience in childcare as well as a history of positive leadership in the community with proven backgrounds in arts, athletics, and academics.
Mm-hmm.
I think they hire at 16 for this, I think. So you can contact Jamie over there with any questions. Just go to their Facebook page if you want to be part of that
Yeah. Somebody in the group did ask the question. I have a 15 and a half year old looking, and the Brunswick Rec Center responded, have them apply. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good to know.
Something else going on with this, the parks is they added 600 pounds of fish. Trout were stocked into Brunswick Lake. North Park was a popular fishing spot, so they're going to be adding some more fish to Brunswick Lake this year to make that a little bit more well stocked. 600 pounds of trout.
Wow.
Yeah.
What you put this next one up here about the officers? What did you want to talk to about? Yeah. Talk about this one here.
So one of the group members posted, I guess it was a police blotter about a burglary on Laurel Road, and the police blotter said that no arrests were made, but the suspects, and she asked why no arrests were made, and look at that. The Brunswick Hills police chief came into the group and responded and gave
that.
Factual information of why there were no arrests. It made perfect sense after he explained it, and you know, I just love when Brunswick and Brunswick Hills elected and hired officials come into the group and you know, tell us what they're doing and why. You know, because it didn't make sense when we read it in the police blotter. But when he said, when he explained it to the community, they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. That's why we should never jump, huh, on some of those things.
Right.
So, oh, feel good post. Here we go. Niners has started a pay it forward wall. So if you are hungry or have no money, these meals have been paid for in advance. And there's a wall right as you walk in. And if you want to pay it forward, you can also add to it. Just give your server the ticket and they'll prepare your meal. So it'd be great if we get this out, you know, tell places that you know or people that you know that that's available and somebody that may be in need. I think that's a great, great thing. And they did it at both locations. You know, they have a second location in Wadsworth now.
Yeah.
So they're up and running with this pay it forward wall at both locations. So hats off to Niners Diner and that's a great project there.
Yeah. And speaking of Niners Diner, they now serve Ignite Beer. Ignite Brewing Company right here in Brunswick.
Has that was partnered really cool with to them. See.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was really neat to see the two businesses coming together and partnering like that.
And speaking of Ignite Beer, they're going to have a cornhole league.
Did you plan this?
Right there on
their
patio.
Did you plan this just
yeah.
to go?
It's like dominoes. It's just back to back to back. So on their beautiful outdoor patio, they're going to have a cornhole tournament, or not tournament, league, weekly league. So if you're into cornhole, check that out. What else we got?
Go to their Facebook page. There's probably info there, right?
Yes. Yep.
Got it. Brunswick City Schools would like to invite everybody on May 1st at 6 o'clock. It's actually from 6 to 7. It says Brunswick High School Student Center for a construction update and a peek at the new high school design. They are asking to RSVP so they know how many people are coming, make sure the room's big enough, I guess, that kind of stuff. Again, May 1st, 6 o'clock, BHS Student Center. If you don't know where that is, I think that's – is it the center door?
Center door.
Center door at the front of the building.
Yeah.
So you can go check it out. You have questions about the new school.
Looks like they'll be tearing down Willits very soon. They've put up the fence around the building. So I would imagine that starts probably next week.
Yeah. What did you do? Jump over the border with this one.
Yeah.
So here in our lineup, lineup today, Lucas went north of the border over into Strongsville because they're putting together a town center. How ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Called the same thing, but they've got a few more things in there. Look at that playground.
Yeah, they tore down that wooden playground. It was very memorable to this generation and a little younger. We've all been there many, many times with our kids or even ourselves. But they tore it down and they're putting up what looks to be a pretty good playground that's an equivalent, but it's brand new and it's being put up by a Brunswick-owned business. So...
nice.
Take that, Strongsville.
Very nice.
They're also putting in a roundabout and a pavilion in that area. Some walking trails.
A lot going on over there.
Yeah, that was it. I just thought I'd throw it out there because, you know, memories.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Also this week, Lucas and I launched the Community Trade Project. If you have a task that you need help with. And you might have a skill or a service or a talent that they you can barter back with. So you'll see the pinned post at the top of the page. Again, it's called the Community Trade Project. So it's just a location on the page where you can post that. Tell us what you need done, and we'll see if we can get others to come back and help you with that, accomplish that task. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. And we have Renee from Pete and Polly on the line here. Let's talk to her about her exciting news.
Awesome. Welcome, everybody. We're in the middle of episode number 48, and we're taking a moment here to speak with Renee Garofalo from Pete and Polly, who has started the news, but we're going to share some more details with you and let her announce it here on the podcast. Renee?
Hi, thanks for having me here. We're super excited. Nervous too, but super excited to say that, yes, we are finally growing. Anybody that's been in the shop knows that we've been busting at the seams for some time now. And I was just kind of dragging my feet. I love where I'm at, love the space, love my neighbors, but the community has spoken and we need to get bigger. So we are off to 303 right next to the post office and couldn't be more excited.
Rudy, how long have you been in business?
The store has been here upwards of 12 years. I have been at the helm for 7 now.
Got it. And what are you most excited about moving to the new location?
Well,
space.
Yeah. First and foremost, the space. Yes, absolutely. But many will remember that we had a play area in our shop previously to me needing all the retail space I could get. So hint, hint, wink, wink, there is that's in the making again. We will have a little bit of room for some mom and kiddos to hang out with us, not just shop, but a little hangout area. So I might as well just put it out there. We're looking at the cafe and play area at the back of Pete and Polly. So just a little place where moms can bring their coffee and the kiddos can play.
Renee, for those people that have never been there, can you tell us a little about the shop?
Sure. We are a children's resale shop. So we buy outright. In our industry, we would call it BOR. Instead of consignment. So that basically just means that you can bring your used children's items in and we will give you a cash offer up front for any items that we can choose to enter into our system and resell. So you don't wait, until it's sold and then get your money. We give you money up front and or we'll offer you store credit.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And then we carry everything that's children. I mean, the only thing I don't resell is car seats, but pretty much anything else from infant to teen, tween, we have it.
Well,
toys, okay. Toys, and more toys.
So no need for anyone to pay full price if they've got another one on the way or even if they're first, stop in and they should see you.
Absolutely. It's becoming more and more socially correct to, to resell, to buy at resale shops too. So a lot of moms will come in and they'll actually ask people for their showers, to get gift cards to Pete and Polly. We do offer those. So, if the mom says she likes resale, then, why not? Buy her a gift card. She can get more for your money.
Plus, it's a great way to make some money as your children outgrow their clothes.
Right. It's kind of like a big revolving closet, if you think of it that way, especially if they do the store credit option. They get some money for the, and they get more. And it just keeps on going like a big revolving closet as your children grow.
Great. What is your timeline kind of looking like for your move? What can we expect?
This summer, I'm excited because we want to participate in the parade this year, and it looks like we will be over there by then, and the parade route will, not only will we be in it, but the parade route will go right by our new location, and we're just really excited about that.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about Pete and Polly and your future, or anything else about the store?
I'm trying to think, we just like what we do. I mean, I love what I do is more like it. I love all the families, the community that we have here in Brunswick. Just the honesty. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times I've just been, overwhelmed with joy when I see just honesty, in business. Sometimes things are upside down. And in our community, it's just not that way. And we've been welcomed into our community. We hope that they feel welcomed by us. And come see us.
Thanks, Renee. I really appreciate you talking with us today and learning about your business and your future move to 303 and wish you continued success.
Thank you. Yeah, stay tuned for, you know, as the details unravel, we'll be putting them out there, but it's all coming into place, so we're excited.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, that's exciting.
I am so happy for her. That is 7 years she's been, like she said, at the helm, and so busting at the seams over there. I was in there recently, and that's exciting. Good news, she'll be able to spread out and serve the community even better.
Much bigger location right there on 303 in the heart of it all.
Yeah, it's right next to the post office, right?
Right. Right, and Munchkin's Closet in Strongsville closed, and everybody's trying to save some money, and everybody's trying to make a couple extra bucks, so, you know.
So I have to tell you, behind the scenes news here, that she said, you know, she considered moving out of Brunswick, you know, maybe even a Munchkin's location, you know, because that space would be available, but she said her heart and her love is really for the Brunswick community, so I'm sure Brunswick is going to embrace her and show her the love back. I think it's great that she decided to stay here.
Agreed. And Roger left us a message again about a adoptable dog. Let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Roger from Houndstown. Just checking in with our weekly update. We're excited to announce this week we have Batman in the house. So holy Batman. If you head to our Facebook page, just look up Houndstown, Cleveland, Brunswick. You'll find that and see some more information on Batman. But he's a 5.5-year-old pit terrier mix. Truly has been wonderful since he came in and is good around all of the other dogs. Staff is just a people person. So I would highly encourage anybody who may have an interest in adopting him to reach out to us here at Houndstown. Our number is 330-460-3052. We'd love to have you come in and do a meet and greet and see if it's a good fit. Also, feel free to let anybody else you know that might be interested know about Batman being with us. Also, just keep in mind, if you do have other dogs that you are interested in daycare or boarding, need boarding for over the summer or anything like that, reach out to us as well. We give you a free day of doggy daycare to come in and check us out. And lastly, if Batman isn't for you, but you might be looking to adopt a dog or a cat, Bria Animal Rescue is who we work in conjunction with for all of these rescues. Go to their website. Just look them up. Again, Bria Animal Rescue. And you'll see all the dogs and cats that are up for adoption there as well. So, hope everybody has a great weekend, and hopefully we get Batman adopted out very soon. Have a great week. Talk to you.
I guess let's go right into it. We got a few events to talk about this week, right?
Things to do in the 212 and beyond.
Yeah, a little bit beyond. Yeah. So this Sunday is Foster Families for Free, and there's been a pop-up resale, children's resale thing over at the old Save-A-Lot, and from 3:30 to 5 on Sunday, foster families can come in and shop for free. I think that is just an amazing thing.
Amazing.
So,
very generous.
As the mother of an adopted child, there's a special place in heaven for foster families, let me tell you. So if you are a foster family and need some assistance, go and see them 3:30 to 5 this Sunday.
And then
right across the border, what do we got?
Right across the border, we have... right across the border, we have... Are you going to giggle every time?
Yes.
Right across.
We need to go back to doing this in person, because then we can see each other and not talk over each other.
Well, see, I know I can edit it out. I just start over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, but that's more work for you, though. All right, go on.
All right. Right across the border, we have Cousins Maine Lobster making yet another appearance at this time at Tractor Supply Company in Columbia Station. That's right on Royalton Road, just down 82.
Well, you know, they were just here Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And they were just, in Brunswick on Thursday, yeah. And they were just at Tractor Supply, I think, a week ago. So area must really love them. I mean, so
they must shut down for the day, drive to Maine, get the lobster, and then immediately drive back, because
I'm sure it has
up,
to be.
Shut up shop the right be. Next day.
So mark your calendar for the next shredding event. Every once in a while, we get this question asked in the group. La Faso Real Estate Services is providing that in the back of St. Ambrose Church parking lot on Saturday, May 4th, rain or shine, from 10 to 2. So, again, that's a shredding event Saturday, May 4th, St. Ambrose, back of the parking lot compliments of La Faso Real Estate Services from 10 to 2 yeah. that day.
And that's completely free. You can limit. It's limited to 3 banker-sized boxes per vehicle. They are accepting donations of food bank items for Catholic Works. You can drop off peanut butter and jelly, canned vegetables, boxed pasta, tuna fish, pork and beans, mac and cheese, and bars of soap are the most needed items as you're going through that shredding event. So consider that as well. We got A Midsummer Night Dream at the Performing Arts Center at the Brunswick High School. That's Friday, April 19th, tonight, and tomorrow, April 20th, at 2 and 7 p.m. You get your tickets on the Brunswick City Schools athletic website or scan the QR code on the screen.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
No, I have not either.
No. All right. I love your interesting spelling that you put on our little list here. Charcuterie class at Grounded Bean. So Finest Cravings is going to be hosting a charcuterie class. Oh my gosh, I have to say that so slow. April 27th. It is only $45 a ticket, and that's amazing because you get a beverage of your choice, beer or wine, or if you want a soft drink or whatever else they have there, I'm sure. And you get a locally handmade charcuterie board for you to keep.
Oh, wow.
So the class is being guided by Emily and Cheyenne. So if you want to sign up for that, go to their Facebook page, $45 a ticket, or stop in to the Grounded Bean and get your tickets because I'm sure this one's going to sell out. That's a great deal, actually,
yeah.
to get the board and everything.
Yeah. I don't know how to make a charcuterie board, but I sure know how to break one down.
Ooh, they're like my favorite. Put one of those in front of me with a glass of wine and we're good to go. We got trivia nights popping up everywhere. The Backyard is going to start every Thursday at 6:30. It's called Quizzard. Live trivia with your host, Patrick, every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at The Backyard.
Right. And now that summer is near, or at least the warmer weather, The Backyard does have expanded hours now, Tuesday through Sunday, weather permitting for outdoor fun.
Yeah, that might be one of our next patio podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to reach out to them.
They've actually reached out to us and said, hey, why don't you come over and see us? So we make that happen if we get another nice warm spot like we did a couple days like we did this week. So You can take this one. I want to talk about this one.
There's a listening party at Tangled Vine a couple days ago for Taylor. And now we have a paint night at Niner's Diner. This is Thursday, April 25th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. where you'll get to paint your own picture of Tay-Tay. You don't want to miss out. It's almost sold out. You can go to Niner's Diner and Pub Facebook page and click on their events to purchase a ticket. That's through Pickled Pineapple.
Did you just say Tay-Tay?
Yeah. I don't know. I got kids.
All right, are you done?
Yeah.
Are you done with Tay-Tay?
Yeah.
All right, good. Whew. Tangled Vine and Little Yummy Emporium Bakery is partnering up to do a Mom and Me pizza date night. So that is going to be Tuesday, April 23rd at 5:30 p.m. at the Tangled Vine. Go to their Facebook page, get the tickets, and get the information. Ticket price includes one adult and one child. Additional children are extra. You don't have to be a mom to attend. Dads are welcome, grandparents, aunts, uncles, etc. So go check that out. That sounds like we probably should tell though it's not real pizza.
Right. Well, Brunswick residents are born with the ability to make pizza. I don't know if you know that or not. That's why there's so many. This is actually pizza themed cookie decorating class. So I mean, looking at the picture here, it looked like pizza. So, but it's not. It's a cookie.
That it was looks the bag like of pizza. Icing that gave it away.
Yeah. And that's all.
But go get your tickets for that. That looks like a fun time, and I'm sure the kids would love that. And Little Yummy Emporium is so good.
That's so good.
I think that's it for now. The only other thing that I wanted to throw on here that's not on the schedule is we want to thank everybody for all the interest in the they're called blessing boxes, and they're the food pantry help boxes that go up. I want to thank Cool Beans Cafe in Medina, who has been in touch with me. Cindy, their executive director, has given me all the information on their box so that we can make that happen. Stay tuned. We currently have two boxes planned for build, one in the township and one in the city. And we're looking for at least one more to be built somewhere on 303. So working on that. But Lucas and I want to thank you guys, because this is how amazing things happen in our community off of the page, out of the group. And what is it that you say on that one tease that you say? We know it can be what it sometimes?
I don't know what the word I use, but we know it could be a bit much, you know. You got to sometimes, you see the good in the group, even though sometimes it does bring out the worst and, you know.
A hot mess.
It's a hot mess sometimes. Yeah, that's yeah. Exactly what it is.
No, it can be a hot mess sometimes, but yeah. You know what? The group really does more good. We're so grateful to the community for supporting local businesses and for the businesses supporting the local community. So, anything else? You got anything?
No. Shop local, love local, keep it local.
Yep.
That's it. That's all
and,
I got.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye, Brunswick.
Take care. Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.